Welcome to the Tri-Town Advice Givers Podcast, a podcast dedicated to bringing the Tri-Town and surrounding area residents the best advice from our brightest minds. My name is Mark Borst, your host, and today we are in the Tri-Town Advice Givers Studio in St. John, Indiana, with Katie Perdue of Wine Shop at Home.
Good morning, Katie. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.
To start, let's just go into a little bit about who you are. Who is Katie?
Well, a little bit about me. So I'm new to Indiana.
Okay.
Born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio. I grew up on the east side of Cleveland, Euclid, Ohio, to be exact, and married. I have four children. My oldest daughter, Megan, she's 28, and she still lives in Ohio.
Okay.
She lives near my parents, so that was one of the good things that allowed me to move to Indiana. My daughter, Kelly, is 25. She just moved back home, and she works at the Munster Library, and she's going for her library science degree.
Okay.
She wants to be a librarian.
Cool.
And my son, Matthew, he is 8 years old. So he is in third grade at Watson Elementary in Schererville. And I have a daughter, Madeline. She just turned 5.
So you got quite
a pre-K, yes. So I have a 20-year gap. I have a 28 and 8 and a 25 and a 5. Yes. So I'm a stay-at-home mom. Before that, in Ohio, I did work, you know, corporate America for 20-plus years.
And, okay.
When I had Matthew 8 years ago is when I quit my full-time job.
Okay.
I thought, you know, I'll stay home with him. So couple years into that, I thought, you know what, I think I want to try something fun, you know, like maybe something part-time. And where we lived on the east side of Cleveland up off Lake Erie, there's a lot of nursery land there, you know, like garden centers and wineries.
Oh.
So I started working at a winery.
Yeah, you don't
that
really
sounds like a fun job.
You don't think of Cleveland as a winery
there's
location.
There's a lot of
wineries.
Is there?
On the east,
yeah, on the east side, like all the way up to, you know, like through Erie, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Do you know that New York is the number two wine-producing state in the United States?
I did not.
Yeah. For whites.
And is that just because...
For reds, but...
Is that just because the fertile because of the lakes there, and so the ground's
it
more fertile?
They have very, very great soil.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so there's a lot of nursery land and vineyards, too. So I thought, you know what? Wine sounds like fun. I kind of want to learn a little bit more about wines. I mean, the wine Bible is probably 4 inches thick. You can't possibly know everything. I'm not a wine expert. I'm
right.
Just a wine lover. So
yeah.
I thought, you know what? Let's get into wines. And I worked there. I did, for a brief time, I worked for a really nice high-end restaurant in Madison Village where we lived. And, you know, did tableside wine service. And so that was a little bit different than working at the winery.
Right.
Slower paced. And so I learned a little more there. And then I did alcohol sampling, which was kind of cool. I worked for distributors, and we would do different events. And I would sample, you know, beer, wine, you know, spirits, things like that. State of Ohio used to charge a quarter to try a sample.
Okay.
If you're at, like, you know, at a store.
Right.
A grocery store or something like that. So...
So in Indiana, can you sample?
No, I haven't been able to find that.
Yeah, I don't think you can in Indiana.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
So, and I soon found that out when we moved here. Things
yeah.
are very different here. So
yeah.
each state has very different regulations on alcohol.
Right. Because I grew up in Illinois and lived there until 2000. So, and I remember that as a kid, like the wine samples and all that stuff at the grocery store. But Indiana's not like
no,
that.
No, exactly. Yeah. We need to bring it back. I don't know who we need to talk to.
Well, that's cool. So what actually brought you to the region? Job transfer or something?
Yes. My husband got
okay.
a promotion with the company that he works for.
Okay.
So I met him. We worked together. That was one of my corporate jobs. I was there for 12 years. He is still there.
Okay.
He was offered a job. You know, Madeline was 2 weeks old when we first came to Indiana just to drive around and see if we liked it.
Yeah.
And we moved here. She was 2 months old. And we've been here. It'll be 5 years next month.
Cool.
End of November.
Cool.
Yes.
So let's jump into Wine Shop at Home. How long have you been doing it? And then how long has the company itself been around?
Yeah, good question. So when I started here, so let's go back to the restrictions of alcohol.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when I moved here, I kind of wanted to get back into the wine thing. So wineries are a little bit too far, you know, for a side thing.
Right.
Definitely too far to drive. And Then I found out quickly that Indiana had strict regulations on the shipment of alcohol. You were not allowed to ship it to your home. Mm-hmm. You couldn't do any kind of sampling, wine tastings, things like that.
Really? Even tastings?
No, nothing like that. Are you kidding? You can't even find a cold beer at Strack. But hopefully they'll work on that too. And you can't buy alcohol on Sundays either.
Right.
But in 2015 in August, Indiana did change some of the regulations. So you are now allowed to ship wine and alcohol to your home.
Gotcha.
So FedEx is one of my best friends now. So
And I didn't know they changed that because I knew that you couldn't before.
Yes. It was August of 2015. It was right around to the end of, and that's when Wine Shop got the permit to allow them to ship here.
Okay.
I didn't actually find this position, this business, until May of 2016, so a few months later.
Okay.
So I've now been in for, 16, 17 months.
Yeah.
I thought, hey, I'm going to be a wine rep. Sounds pretty cool, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So it's still pretty cool. But yeah, so the winery's been around. They've been doing direct-to-consumer wine sales since 2002. They're debt-free winery. So that helps us get the best pick of grapes. So we're not a vineyard. Okay, so we do
not
bring in our grapes, right? California, Oregon, Washington, he brings in the grapes. He also brings in wines from overseas, Bordeaux, Chile, Argentina, just to name a few. He brings them in over in kind of like a waterbed bladder, like a huge bladder, comes over. They land in Napa, and then he blends and bottles everything there. So we have an on-staff winemaker, too. His name is Alex Reblay. And he's third generation winemaking from France. So, and he's also worked at different California wineries too. So he's worked at Beringer, Flora Springs, Silver Oak. And he makes 34 different brands for our winery. So I work for just one winery, and we make all of our own wines.
Okay. Yeah.
We don't distribute anyone else's wines. Correct. We make, sparklings, whites, reds, sweets and dries. The other nice thing, too, is because Alex is from Germany, he follows the European guidelines for sulfites. Sulfites sometimes give people, they have reactions to it,
mm-hmm.
blushing, headaches, things like that. And because he's from Europe, he follows the European guidelines.
So in Europe, they don't allow them?
They do, but they only allow a certain amount.
Gotcha.
The U.S., the FDA allows 350 parts per liter, where in Europe it's 150. Mm. So it's less
than dramatic.
Half.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
The other thing, too, the way he can do that is because you can't buy our wines. They're not distributed. They're not found in stores. You can only get them through our website or at a wine tasting. And I'll tell you a little bit about the wine tasting part. And so he can get away without putting the full amount in because they're not sitting around on a grocery store shelf. So all those wines that are sitting there, not knowing when they're going to get bought, are packed full of sulfites, fillers, additives. I've even read articles where they're adding coloring to some of the red wines. But you don't want any of that in your wine, right?
No.
Of course.
I don't want any of my food or anything.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, premium wines dominate sales today. So, you have blends are really popular too. Red Meritage, sparkling's real popular too. So we make a little bit of everything.
So is it a consistent 34 different blends or grapes?
34 brands.
Okay.
34 different labels.
Okay.
And I did bring, so I'll show you a couple of the labels too. And we'll talk about the Glory label.
So but there could be more than one label with the same grape, basically, is what you're saying.
Well, here I brought this. So these are our October wines. So we just came out with the Joy Sellers label, and he always comes out with two whites and two reds.
Okay.
Sometimes three reds. So we usually have 4 to 5 new wines every month.
Okay.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Most wineries are only making 4 to 8 wines per year.
Okay.
They're making about 100,000 cases of each one of those wines, and we make about 800 to 1,200 cases. Super small batch, handcrafted artisan wines with unlimited sulfites, which is great. So on any given time, our inventory, we have probably about 40 to 50 different wines in stock, and I brought you our wine list too.
Okay.
And but the nice thing about having the two whites and two reds every month, that's our wine club. So people can join a wine club. They can do a two-bottle They could do a 4-bottle. They can pick their colors, whites or reds or a combination.
Okay.
And it's kind of like Christmas every month. You know, when the wine shows up, you don't know what's in the box. You only know the colors.
Gotcha.
So you're not really sure what's in there. The other nice thing, too, is you get a nice little card that'll tell you a little bit about each one of the wines, what it, you know, what is a blend of, the alcohol percent, what to pair it with, recipes that'll pair with it. All of that information is right in the box, too, so you kind of know what you get before you open it, which is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't know what you get every month, but then if you like one, you can, I assume, buy
and
more.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes. So my husband loves our wine club. So as soon as it shows up, we have to open one right away. But and the other thing, that's basically how the company started. So in 1995, they were a 1-800 wine shop.
Okay.
They did nothing but wine club.
Okay.
So they love wine club members. And they really treat them well, too. There's a lot of benefits of being in a wine club, too. The you get 5% off of a half case of wine, which is 6 bottles. And 15% off of case orders, which is 12 bottles. They always have discounted shipping. They always have great specials, wine specials, just exclusive for the members only. The other nice thing, too, is you could ship it bi-monthly. Say you want to do it like every other month. Say you want to send a month to maybe an aunt or something for the holidays. You can ship one of your months to a friend or something and then change it back to you later. You can also prepay it. So if you know someone who, you know, loves wine, you could prepay 3 months and have it shipped to them. And they're thinking about
like
you every month when they get their wine,
right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Cool.
The other cool thing, you can change the colors. You can go like all white in the spring and summer and then change it to reds for the fall and the holiday.
Go with the seasons.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, cool. And as a gift, I did bring you one too. So remember I asked you what you like, so... I did bring, this is one of our newer ones, is the Fact Cabernet Franc. Have you ever had a Cab Franc?
I don't think I have.
Well, there you go. I haven't either until I actually started working here. And this is one of my favorites, so I think you'll love it.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So just kind of explain with the different labels. So is there a meaning behind the different labels? Like this one's Fact and the ones on the picture are Joy there.
No,
so
it's just, you know, it's kind of fun to actually create different labels too.
Gotcha.
Like the Joy labels now, because they came out in October, these are perfect for the holidays, Christmas, you know, great for gifting, the pretty red. This one is our Glory Cellar. So with the flag on it, $2 from every bottle sold goes to the Mighty Warriors campaign.
Okay.
So this is a nonprofit organization. When we were at Wine Camp, and we go to Wine Camp every year, which is our yearly convention.
It sounds like a fun camp.
It's great. 4 days of wine tasting. We get to meet Alex. You know, we get to meet the CEO and the owners of the winery. You know, we learn about the new wines, what's up and coming, things like that. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. But the founder of the foundation, the American Mighty Warriors, she was there. Deborah Lee was there. And we raised over $200,000.
Awesome.
With $2 from every bottle sold.
Yeah.
It's a nice-looking bottle. So, yeah, I mean, it's fun to come up with the different labels. And they come up with new ones.
Okay.
A lot of times they reuse the same ones and he'll change the wines each year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the label part of it is basically in the wine club. Like that's the promotion of that every month labels.
Exactly. Is to see the new ones that are introduced each month. Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So there's some excitement behind it. It's not like, oh,
it
I
is,
got this
to see
one.
What you're
I got
get.
This same
And they
one
do
again.
Repeat. So if you know that you like the Joy from last year, you're like, oh, wow, we have new Joys this year. So
gotcha.
Exactly.
Cool.
So wine tastings. I mean, wine tastings is our big thing. So Wine Club, of course, is how they started. But now the winery now does the wine tasting. So you can do private in-home wine tastings. I do corporate wine tastings. You know, I show up at a law firm now after 5:00. We shut the doors and we sit around the conference room.
Sure, it's
and
5:00.
We do a wine tasting.
So you said earlier that wasn't allowed in Indiana previously. So was that part of that same legislation that you could do tastings now?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So basically. they're taking away, you don't have to have a liquor license to have an open bottle. Is that kind of the gist of the wine tasting?
As long as it's held in a private residence. You know, you are inviting your guests. You invite me. The wine shows up. You bought the wine. That's the other thing, too. So the host actually purchased a 6-bottle wine sampler kit. It's $29.95 plus tax and shipping. So you get like $130 worth of wine for about $55, which is really nice. They're all Napa wines. You get a sparkling, and then you can either pick a kit that's more red wines, more white, or sweet wines. We do have a collector box, which is all red. So you got to know your audience for that.
You're right.
So if your audience is red, then I would definitely go with that one.
Okay.
The wine shows up 10 days prior. It ships directly from Napa to the host. And then I show up the night of the tasting.
Sure.
And then open 5 of the bottles. So the host gets to keep the one semi-secco, which is a white sparkling.
Okay.
Then I'm there, and then what I do is, you know, I'm the consultant, so I'm actually leading you through a wine tasting, which you would have to pay if you went to any winery.
Right.
If you went to Napa, it could be $20, could be $50. I've gone to Joseph Phelps, it's $75 per person to try 7 1-ounce samples of wine. It's very expensive. And because I'm a wine rep, I flash my business card, and they give me an industry discount, and they waived $150.
There you go.
See? But it works here in Michigan. It works in Ohio. It works in New York, too.
Yeah.
So one of the perks, I guess, right?
There you go.
But then I show up, and then I'm gonna guide you through tasting these wines. We pair them with cheese, fruit, and chocolates. And then you know, you'll learn a little bit about each one of the wines. Maybe you'll try some wines you haven't tried before, which is kind of nice. Same with me. I'm trying all new wines and learning as I go.
Right.
You get discounted shipping too. If you attend a tasting, if you order, then you get shipping. And our shipping is fabulous. Half case of wine, 6 bottles, only $12.50.
That is good. Yeah.
And to ship at 12 bottles, which is a case of wine, is $10. That's 83 cents a bottle.
Yeah.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
If you go to the wineries, a lot of them they're $40 or more to ship a case of wine. So very.
The shipping and handling.
Shipping and the handling. Well, yeah, you want to make sure it's fragile, it's heavy. You want to make sure it arrives. You know, ours is packed really nice.
Yeah.
You know, I've never had a broken bottle yet. And when you host too, you get a lot of benefits of hosting. You can earn free wine. You can join our wine club at half price. Your first shipment. We have stemware decanters that we also sell to, Italian crystal stemware. Those are all half price for the host. And you can also earn a half price refill order, which is really nice too for the host.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool. Yep. So the obviously the tastings are trying to get people hooked on your wines and then to kind of buy the monthly package or whatever.
Sure,
correct?
To join the wine club and then, you know, order some of your favorites. And because they're limited stock too, we're not sure. I mean, some of our wines sell out within 30, 60, 90 days.
Okay, that was actually one of my questions. So if I have something today, there's no guarantee it's going to be here in 6 months or a year.
Oh, no. It definitely probably won't last that long.
Okay.
And that's another reason why they do so many wines.
Gotcha.
Because we do tastings.
Right.
So and I've been into this, 17 months. I have some hosts that are on their 4th tasting already. They do a quarterly, pretty much. Because every couple months, we have new wines.
Mm-hmm.
They can try maybe the red kit one time, maybe try the all red another time, maybe try the more white kit.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of variety. There's a lot of, we have about 40 or 50 wines in stock at all time. So it's kind of nice. So repeat hosts are great as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it doesn't get stale, basically.
No.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Maybe my little corny jokes and trivia do, but so I'm always trying to learn new things and you know what I mean, to kind of change it up. I can do a blind wine tasting where I bag all 5 wines and then I have them try to figure out what they're tasting.
Can
you know,
you
at least then
out?
They're really it's hard. So I like I said, I'm not a wine expert, but it is hard. And a lot of times, too, if you look at a label, you're like, oh, Chardonnay, I don't usually like Chardonnay. You already have it in your head that, oh, I don't think I'm going to like this wine.
Right.
But if you don't know what it is, you're really using your senses, you're smelling it, you're tasting it. You're really just into the wine, not what was on the label.
Right.
So that's true.
So in the wine tasting, you had said in the wine club that you get the card with the pairings and all that kind of stuff and the maybe the hints of flavor and all that stuff. In the wine tasting, is that all available too then?
Yeah, that's, I kind of work from that. So all those cards are all six of the wines that are in that box. There's a card for each one, and I kind of work off of that. So I don't have to memorize every single wine. Yes, I can tell you I've tried every single one of the 50 wines that we sell. And if I'm at a tasting and there's one that I haven't tried, I definitely partake. And I usually tell them, this is a brand new one for me, and I'm going to enjoy it with you.
Yeah.
So, and they're like, wow, let's see what she thinks, you know? So
that's cool.
But yeah, so definitely. So let's get back to labels, personalized labels. So our company offers personalized labels. So if you know someone who is getting married, an anniversary milestone, corporate logo, you know, new baby, whatever, retirement, these are great for holiday gifts as well. You know, so you can upload your family photo, maybe put, you know, from the Smiths at the bottom, order a case of wine, and you always have wine wherever you go. If you go to a holiday party, someone's birthday, congratulations, whatever, and you can write on front of the bottle with, you know, permanent Sharpie. They know exactly who it's from. They're going to keep it, of course. Got your picture right on it, and they're going to enjoy it. And
that's cool.
Hopefully buy more. Oh, corporate logos is, you know, I've been working a lot with different companies to get their, you know, corporate logo on the wine, and they give those out to their best customers or clients for the holidays.
And is it I can choose the kind of wine that the label goes on? Obviously
we do have the four that you can pick from. So a sparkling white, you could do a Chardonnay, a Merlot, or a Cabernet Sauvignon. So we have the four. And that is also a sampler kit as well, so you can order the individualist, you can try all four of the wines first and then decide what you like, and then put your label on, you know, pick your label then. The nice thing, too, is there's no charge for that. It prints and ships within 2 days from Napa. So you're basically, you're just paying for the wine. There's no fee for the actual label part of it. So, and it's a great way to promote, you know, your business, you know, in a unique, unique way, or kind of fun, and you can really get crazy too. So as long as it's not trademarked, or, you know, you can't throw the Cubs or anything like that on there.
Gotcha.
But if you can, you know, you want to throw somebody with their Cubs shirt on, you know, and throw that on the label, absolutely fine. So, you know, some people before and after, like a 50th wedding anniversary, do have the label with the original photo and with, you know, what they look like now, you know. So you can really
that's cool
personalize it to what you want.
So what kind of lead time do you need for something like that?
Oh, like I said, it prints and ships within 2 days.
Oh, okay.
And then it takes 5 days from California. So you could probably have something done. I would give yourself at least a couple weeks just to make sure, especially with everything that went on with Napa and the fires and stuff like that.
So you said the, not a vineyard, but it is
a winery.
It is in Napa though. Like,
we are headquartered. Yes. Now we're not open to the public. If you are a wine club member and you are in Napa, you may go have a tasting with Alex. If you are a rep like me, my husband and I went last September. So we met with Alex. We did a tour of the facility. I got to meet the CEO, Jane Creed. I got to meet some of the other office staff. And we did a, you know, back by shipping. And we did a 2.5 hour tasting with Alex.
That's cool.
Yeah. So my husband is a chemistry major, and they talk the whole science of winemaking the entire time. It was very interesting. But
that is cool.
There's a lot to just growing a grape, and then knowing when to pick it and when to, and then how to make the wine. There's a lot that goes into making
it. To get all the nuanced flavors to come out and all that kind of stuff. Very detailed.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yes.
So you said that back in the Cleveland area, you were working at the winery, right? Mm-hmm. So how has that helped you, having that background in selling the wine now?
Well, even just opening a bottle of wine, you know, making sure that you open it correctly. There's a lot of different things about the bottle too, you know, like why it's shaped a certain way, you know, what the indent is for. Any idea?
No idea.
For your thumb.
So I guess it makes sense once you said it, but
I mean, there's little bumps and stuff in there too. So yeah, I mean, you learn a lot. So I held a lot of bottles, you know, just the serving of them, just the different types and names, even just to pronounce certain things too. So I think that that's really helped a lot. I got to taste a lot of different wines too, but they have very different wines there in Ohio and especially New York. You know, a lot of whites, rosés, you know, Gewürztraminers, Rieslings, things like that.
Okay.
They're more known for.
So what, speaking of what they're known for, what is your drink of choice on the wine?
I started more with like the whites, more like dry whites.
Okay.
Sauv Blanc, Chardonnays, things like that. Rieslings I do like as well. Now I've really kind of gone more for the red. So Zinfandel is definitely one of my favorites. I definitely like the red blends. Cab Franc is another one of my favorites and one that I had never tried before. So.
And is that because you were just around it more and had more chance to taste it, or was it just an evolution of
my husband?
Okay.
Yeah. Well, he travels a lot and he gets to, you know, he eats at really nice places and he tries a lot of nice wines.
Right.
And I think just, you know, introducing me to, you know, to reds. And you have to work into reds. So.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. So.
That's cool.
Yes.
The, and it seems there are so many more blends now too. Like, yes. It isn't just a single grape anymore. There's people playing with all the blends to do this or do that. And how nuanced the flavors are. Like, it's weird. Like, I'm not a wine person, but if somebody tells me, like, to try to pick out a flavor, I'm like, oh, wow, I think I actually can taste that. If you, like, slow down and actually enjoy the wine instead of just drinking it to drink.
Exactly. And that's where, like, when you do the blind test,
right,
you're really focusing on color, the clarity of it. You know, what do you notice? Do you notice some of the aromas? Do you taste something?
Right.
You know, someone says cigar box and you're like, oh wow, you know what, I think I do kind of smell the smoky, or
right,
you know, how does it end up with cigar box and you know, burnt toast and, you know, all these crazy flavors.
Yeah,
well, they're not even flavors, they're just aromas. So things that you can taste.
Yeah, and I think that's sometimes a misnomer. Like, if it does taste like something, there was nothing added to it. It was how it was.
That is correct.
Yes. Because
there should not be anything but grapes and yeast are the two things to actually make a bottle of wine. But they do add sulfur as a preservative. It also stops the fermentation process as well.
Okay.
But they do use it as a, and if you make your own wine, you don't need to, but because this is bottled and being sold,
holding,
you do need to have sulfites in there, correct?
Right.
It's just how much. But, you know, there should not be any other fillers or additives or coloring. Absolutely not. So, and it's the earth's influence where the grapes are grown, the air and the soil that will. And then if you, you barrel a red and you burn the inside of the oak barrel, you're going to get more of the cigar and the smoky and those types of aromas. Yeah.
Right. Or do a whiskey barrel on the wine, and there's all kinds of things that I've seen, heard. And
yeah. Well, like a French oak barrel, it costs like $1,000.
Right.
You can only use them three times.
Right.
And then they sell them to like a brewery or to an alcohol distributor who then uses them to make theirs. But yeah, it's very costly. You can only use them three times.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think the science part of it, I'm a science person, so that side of it, like, fascinates me. How a winemaker can do that by very specific actions to create something very distinct.
So the next thing I really want to get into is I do the wine and yoga. We do Pilates.
An combination there.
So we do like a 1 hour light yoga. I usually have an instructor, you know, the yoga instructor does it first.
Okay.
And then afterwards we do a wine tasting after. Again, with wine and yoga and Pilates, all of that is, you know, it's very, they go hand in
earthy.
Hand.
Earthy.
Yes. You know.
Okay.
But the corporate end of it, you know, maybe team building wine tastings, maybe do a corporate, you know, holiday event for your, you know, employees. Or maybe your best customers, you know, things like that. So I kind of want to get more into that. Maybe a corporate holiday event, wine tasting. These are all things that, you know, I've only done a few, but I would like to kind of get out there. And
yeah. So have you done many of the wine and yogas?
I have.
Yeah?
Yeah. I have a yoga instructor. She lives in Schererville.
Okay.
And she has a home studio.
Oh.
So, in, you know, And that's the one thing that, that the winery in the state of Indiana requires. It needs to be a personal invitation. You're not just setting a sign up front going, free wine. Okay.
Right.
That's, they don't like that.
Right.
But it's, you know, it's personal invitation. She's hosting it in her home studio.
Right.
We do the wine tasting after the yoga part. And yeah, so it's.
Might be more limber if you did the wine first and then the
maybe.
Yoga. That's an interesting,
combination.
That's funny. So any book, podcast, seminar that you've recently had that's given you an aha moment on how to up your sales game or do anything business-wise?
Oh, there was one, not really a podcast, but I did listen to an audio book.
Okay.
Eat the Frog.
Okay.
And nice, short. It was probably, I think it was about an hour. If that, and very interesting. It's about, you know, we have very different tasks every day, and you have certain ones that are bigger than others.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always that one, they say, the biggest one that you need to tackle, you end up doing all the other ones except for the one that you should. And they say you should start with the biggest, ugliest frog first.
Mm-hmm.
Eat that one first. But
get the hard task out of the way first.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Then we waste a lot of time doing all these other stuff because you're like, oh, I'll just get this done quick and get this done quick. And then instead of focusing on what you should.
I think we're all a little guilty of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anything else that we didn't talk about that you want to bring up?
No, I mean, you know, I just want to say, I mean, because this is so new, I mean, this really has helped me too because I'm new to the area. So I've made new friends, built new relationships. You know, my business is just... it's just booming. So
that's cool.
I just want to, you know, continue with that. I mean, Northwest Indiana is teeny tiny. I mean, I meet people who know people who have met people and just the short time that I've been doing this. So
that's cool.
I think it's great. Yeah. And it's helped me just learn the lay of the land as well. You know, I get invited to, you know, people's homes all the time.
And who doesn't like wine?
And who doesn't like wine?
Right.
Exactly. And our wines are pretty fantastic too. So love to know what you think after
you try definitely.
It. Yeah,
definitely. So if someone wants to get a hold of you, what's the best way?
I do have a website. It's pretty long, but it's wineshopathome.com and then / Katie Perdue, which is Katie Perdue, which Perdue. So we're not the college or the chicken. And my cell phone number, too, which I have a Cleveland Exchange still. It's 440-796-2303. So,
cool.
And I do have a Facebook business page as well.
Okay.
Yes.
What's that?
I have two of them. I mostly use a Facebook group. It's called Wine Journey VIP. So my maiden name was Journey.
Oh.
So I kind of wanted to stick that back in there.
That's a cool name.
Yeah. Like
play on that.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, cool.
So
Wine Journey VIP, you said?
That's a group, yeah. That's
okay.
A Facebook group. So if you want to join the group there, I actually do a little more with the actual group than the Facebook page itself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Wonderful.
Thanks for coming in. Thanks for the bottle of wine.
You are welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.